Hi, today is Wednesday, November 20th, and I am your host, Maggie Mills. Welcome to this week's episode of The Growl, presented by the Chagrin Falls High School Tiger Times. This week, after a news update, we'll move into interviews with staff writers Alexis Christie and Claire Lorden, who will tell us about Disney Plus and Ohio University's frat suspensions. Then I'll turn it over to my sports editors, Emma Livingston and Brett Radusky, who, after our weekly sports update, will be talking to Allie Brown about senior Katie Schumacher's high school soccer career and future plans. All right, so as usual, we're going to start off with a news update. The first thing that occurred this week is that President Trump pulled out last minute of a flavored vaping ban that was projected to pass. According to the Washington Post, the ban on flavored e-cigarettes had been cleared by federal regulators and would have taken candy, fruit, and mint flavors off the shelf. But amid continued reports of vaping-related illness, there's been a heated debate over whether or not a vaping ban is a good idea. And social media campaigns like hashtag IVapeIVote took hold, arguing against the ban, and many members of that movement stated that it would hurt jobs and it would send vapors back to cigarettes, which may or may not be more harmful. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that. And for an election update, Pete Buttigieg, a Democratic candidate, surged ahead in the Iowa polls, polling at 25%, a whole 10% past other frontrunners, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, who all tied for second with 15%. So that was an interesting development. And the Trump administration's asylum pact with Guatemala took effect on Tuesday. So in this agreement, the United States can send asylum seekers to Guatemala to ask protection there instead of in the United States. Similar pacts with El Salvador and Honduras were also signed. And supporters of the policy argue that asylum seekers should try to first make claims in the countries through which they pass on their way to the United States, like Guatemala. But those against the policy say that those smaller countries are ill-equipped to handle large influxes of asylum seekers. And for a bit of school news, the CFHS speech and debate team hosted its first speech and debate tournament this past Saturday at the high school. The tournament was a huge success. The team finished fifth in sweepstakes, and a lot of Chagrin competitors ended up on stage, including our very own producer, William Bazone, who placed fifth in humor.
So yes, sir.
Congratulations, William.
Big shout out to Maggie Mills and Sasha Haynes for being tournament champions in public forum debate. You can't forget to mention that as well.
Thank you, William. Now we're turning over to our first interview with staff writer senior Alexis Christie, who's going to talk to us a bit about Disney Plus.
Hello.
So I know that the demand, I remember reading in the news that the demand for Disney Plus was so high that the program experienced a bunch of technical glitches. How many people signed up? Do you know?
I think the final number that they said for the first week was about 10 million subscriptions.
And did that exceed Disney's expectations?
I'm not sure if it exceeded them. I think it was right around what they were expecting. I think it was just that everybody all at once trying to log on at the same time when it first came out kind of overwhelmed them a little bit.
Got it. And do you have Disney Plus?
I do.
What do you think about it so far?
So far, I've been pretty happy with it. My family's all pretty big Disney fans, so we're definitely the target audience, but we've been really pleased with it so far. It's got a ton of content on it, so.
So what features does Disney Plus have to draw in users? Is it focusing more on past Disney movies and past Disney shows, or is it taking a more Netflix-style approach and investing in original content that you can only see on Disney Plus?
I would say that it's kind of a balance because they definitely have a huge library of past movies and a lot of the past Disney Channel shows, too, that certain users are looking for, but it also has a lot of originals. But I think right now the focus is a little bit more on the past movies just because a lot of the originals are still being developed. But in the coming years, I think that's going to be more of the focus as they continue to develop the new shows and stuff.
And Disney Plus was obviously Disney's response to Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Apple TV Plus. Do you think it has the potential to rival these companies, or is it just another subscription service that people are getting sick of having to buy?
I definitely think that it has the potential to rival them. I think a lot of people might, you know, say, well, I'm not going to buy this. It's just another subscription. But I think that ends up being wishful thinking for people a lot of times because they don't want to miss out. And I think that Disney Plus is a pretty reasonable price. It's only $6.99, which is half of what a standard Netflix subscription is. So I think that even though there's not quite as much content as Netflix has, with the more niche audience, it definitely will have the potential to stay with Netflix and Amazon and all those.
All right. Thank you so much, Lexi.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Now I am here with staff writer senior Claire Lorden, who's going to update us on the OU fraternity suspensions. So tell us a little bit about this, Claire. What's going on?
So these suspensions are coming just over a year after the death of Colin Wyant, and his death was reported as a result of hazing in the Sigma Pi fraternity at Ohio University. So roughly a year after, they decided to blanket suspend all fraternities. And that came within, after a 48-hour period, seven fraternities, like the university, received reports of hazing. So they decided they're suspending them all, and then the fraternities have to come on their own and see if they can be allowed back on campus.
And it's just fraternities, not sororities?
Yeah. At this time, only one sorority has been removed from campus, but the Ohio University released a statement that there's no connection between the two incidents. So for the most part, yeah, it's all fraternities.
Okay. And the grounds of suspension, was that strictly hazing? Or what was the, I guess, how bad did the hazing have to be? Like, what were the requirements to be one of the suspended fraternities?
So most of the incidents revolving around the hazing had to do with excessive drug and alcohol use and forced drug and alcohol use. There was physical abuse, and Ohio University has standards on what fraternities are and are not allowed to do. And obviously for some of these, this was just a blatant violation of regulation.
Right. So do they know how long the suspension is going to last?
No, it was indefinite. And it was a really quick decision made by the dean. Like, it was just all fraternities are out, and then on a case-by-case basis, they can come back.
Okay. And what has been the student reaction at OU?
So fraternities at OU only have about 1,000 of, like, the men at OSU, or OU, only about 1,000 male students are enrolled in fraternities, which, considering the school has over 20,000 kids there, that's not really a ton. That being said, that is a big part of the social life and the social scene at OU. So there's definitely, like, sort of a mixed bag. I think people know that, like, we can't be tolerating hazing, and that's a serious societal issue. Actually, the president of the North American Interfraternity Conference released a statement about OU's decision to bar all fraternities from campus, and he said, "Hey, while hazing is a serious societal issue, and we strongly believe in holding individuals accountable, Ohio University's suspension that impacts students not accused of misconduct is not the right approach to address this critical issue. It disincentivizes students who are following the rules." And I think that statement really rings true with a lot of the students there.
So there was a report from Franklin College in Indiana that found that there have been 40 hazing deaths in the United States since 2007, which is obviously a lot. So do you think that the fraternity or sorority Greek life suspension is the answer to this problem, or is there something else that should be done?
So we've only really started to see people cracking down on hazing in the past few years, whereas, like, however long Greek life has been going, I mean, that's a generational thing. I think there's always been sort of a stigma, like, you just have to get through it because everyone does it. And so that obviously is not okay, and that is a, like, serious issue that needs to be tackled from within. That being said, there's a lot of really great things that come out of fraternities. There's a lot of business-related ones, or, like, where you can make connections in the professional field. So I don't think suspension, and especially blanket suspension in the case of OU, is the way to handle this, but something needs to be done from the inside.
Yeah, definitely. All right, thank you so much, Claire.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're here with your sports update. This Saturday, the girls' basketball team has their first game at Eastlake at the CBC WRC Challenge versus Mayfield.
The hockey team has a game home versus Orange Friday the 22nd at 8:50 and at Westlake Sunday, November 24th at 5:30.
The boys' basketball team has a scrimmage today against Willoughby South away, and they also have a scrimmage this Saturday the 23rd away at Olmsted Falls.
The swimming team has an upcoming meet November 30th, and the wrestling team has a multiple opponent scrimmage at Harvey Saturday, November 23rd.
Thank you, and go Tigers. And now I'm going to turn it over to my fellow sports editor, Brett Radusky, who will bring on staff writer Junior Allie Brown to talk about Katie Schumacher and winning All Ohio.
I'm here with Allie Brown covering Katie Schumacher, Player of the Year. How are you doing, Allie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Would you just like to tell me sort of what you learned about Katie Schumacher throughout your article?
Yeah, so Katie Schumacher is a senior on the girls' soccer team, and this year she was named Player of the Year by News Herald for Division II.
So what are her next steps now that she's finished her senior season for soccer?
She's planning on attending Western Michigan next year.
That's awesome. Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome. Congrats, Katie.
Good luck, Katie.
That wraps up this week's episode of The Growl, presented to you by the Chagrin Falls High School Tiger Times. If you're new here and like what you're hearing, we hope that you subscribe. We publish every Wednesday. If you're interested in more articles written by our staff writers here at the Tiger Times, feel free to check out our Apple News channel, which can be found by searching CFHS Tiger Times, and there you can find your daily dose of school news. I'm here along with our sports editors, Emma Livingston and Brett Radusky, advisor Mr. Casey, and of course our producer, William Bazone. This is your editor-in-chief, Maggie Mills, saying thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next week with another episode of The Growl.